Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to first thank those joining us here on the radio side of our program at 92.3 FM. We also welcome our good friends joining us on the East Coast through DCNowRadio.com, as well as those listening in through BlogTalkRadio.com, either through our switchboard, our live chat, or even joining us through our podcast. We're glad to have all of you with us. Have a great guest that's joining us this half hour. We're going to be speaking with Wayne of Just Truth Ministries. He's making his first appearance here on our show to talk to us not only about his love of music, but also the message of the music he creates. He's an individual who definitely exercises his faith and is able to share that faith through his music. We're going to talk to him about that journey, what it's been like for him to inspire individuals today, and also what he hopes you take away from his music overall. Wayne, welcome to Conversations Live.
Thank you. Thank you. It's an honor to be here.
Well, glad to have you on with us, man. We're going to be listening to music here on our program, Delilah, one of the singles from your project, here in a moment. But before we get into that, I want to begin when talking about your own journey in music. When did you first realize, Wayne, the power that music had in your life?
I think I recognized it from an early age. I grew up listening to really all types of music, but, you know, and I don't know, just the lyrics, the medleys, you know, the emotions that music could bring about. You know, it's some powerful stuff. It's funny how, you know, you can hear a song and think back to something in your childhood or something that you may have done back in college or in high school, you know, and that particular song brings that feeling of nostalgia back. So, like I said, I realized that at a young age.
Yeah. And so now as you are not only going from being someone who appreciates music, but now creating music of your own that people are listening to, what has that part of the journey been like for you? To now have people saying that your music has made them feel something or has helped them through something?
It's a blessing. I take it not for granted. Every song, every minute that I get opportunity to, or God lays a song on my heart to write, I take it not for granted. A lot of times it's very transparent music, great personal music, where I'm sharing a lot of personal experiences, you know, and I kind of liken it to wanting to lyrically write a person a doorway out or something. And taking the time out to do that and you know, in prayer that it will help somebody. And then, you know, hearing those testimonies of people saying those things, it definitely... if you ever get sidetracked, it'll put you back in perspective as to why you do it.
Right, exactly. I think that's a great point. So, so Wayne, what has it been like for you now to be a recording artist? Because there's, you know, I think regardless of what genre you're in, I mean, it's it's a business that has its own pressure, its own expectations. And then, of course, the artist puts expectations on themselves. Was it an easy decision for you to make that this is something I wanted to share with the world?
I do it for Christ, so it's an easy decision in that regard. Now, as far as all the other responsibilities that come along with it, the business side of it, the financial side of it, it's not always the easiest of decisions because, you know, like I said, you have to be on top of things. You have to be on top of people. You have to watch out for things in people, you know,
right.
And keep a close eye on what's going on, what's coming in and everything else. But at the end of the day, and I was having a conversation about this with a friend of mine as well as my manager, you know, your motivation, what is your bottom line, you know, and what keeps me going is, okay, you know what, want people to receive salvation. So I'll just keep pushing, you know, keep pushing along no matter how crazy the business gets or how crazy the schedule gets, you know, just keep striving to do the best.
Right. And so as you've been able to strive and do the best, the music that you've been able to put out, and we're going to be letting our listeners know how they can not only get the music but also hear more of it, you know, I think it really does strike a chord. And you said something interesting, Wayne. You said that it's very personal for you. Do you think that adds to the authenticity of it, that's what people are picking up on, that this is something that's real for you, so it's automatically going to touch them?
Oh, yes. No doubt. You know, I think – with people, especially nowadays, you know, being able to relate to people on a certain level and meet them where they are is a very big thing. It's a very big deal. There's nothing that I think. Well, to say this in a, arguably though, rather I would say arguably, there may not be much of a greater comfort in knowing that somebody understands completely what you're dealing with and what you're going through. You know, as far as the human side of life goes. Hello.
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
Yes, we're here.
So, you know, I think that's a very, very, very important aspect. And then for some people, you know, they can't seem to actually put how they're feeling out on words or out on paper. And when you hear somebody else do it, you know, I don't know about you, but you hear one of those songs that really just like, you know, I've been thinking about that, you know, or I've been feeling that type of way, and I just didn't know how to say it, but this song definitely put it out there. You know,
right.
Especially when it comes to Christ and you know, trying to lead people to Him and you know, get them to see that He cares and understands. So,
yeah, and I think too, as you said, you know, it's something about certain artists, and especially when they have the gift and it's a God-given gift that they definitely seem to be able to write the soundtrack that so many people's lives.
Right.
Can relate to. For those that are just tuning in, either on the radio side of our program or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm speaking with Wayne of Just Truth Ministries about his journey in music. We began the conversation by talking about when he first realized the impact of music, but now to be able to create music himself that's making an impact. I was asking him about that as well as the business aspect of it. Now, you are under a Just Truth Ministries, Wayne. Talk to us about Just Truth. What the goal is and how your music encompasses it.
Well, Just Your Ministry started back in 2006. I like to call it on the first day I got saved. That was July 10, 2006. And basically, I'm the owner, and we're focusing on Christian rap right now. But the main goal is just to really spread the message of the gospel worldwide. And the gifting of rapping that God has given me, that's just the tool, that's just the avenue to do it. And, you know, we just go about, you know, people call, they book us for engagements. You know, we just let them know, you know, it's not just music that you're getting. You're going to get a life-changing message all at the same time, and you're going to get it in a different way. And it's going to be relative to the era that we live in now, whether you're a youth, you're a young adult, or you're a seasoned saint, you know, because we all need God. We all need more of Jesus, and we all need more of His Spirit on a day-to-day basis. So that's basically the gist and the goal of everything. And it's just it's funny to name because, you know, we know God is the truth, you know, so what you're getting, the message is just truth, you know, no frills, no phoniness, no fakes, no, you know, a whole lot of craziness, but we're going to give you the message of the gospel and pray that it touches your heart.
Right. Now, the single that people hear immediately when they go to your website, Wayne, is a single that we're going to be listening to here, and that is the single Delilah. Talk to us about how the single came about.
Well, Delilah, that actually branched off from the first sermon that I ever spoke in my church. And if you go into Judges, you read about Samson and Delilah, and how God laid it on my heart was bringing to mind everything that could possibly cut you off from God or cause a rift in your relationship with God, and classifying that as a Delilah and just really saying, you know what, I'm going to let go of these different Delilahs in my life. It can be drinking. It can be smoking. It can be it doesn't just have to be women. It could be, you know, friends, you know. A male friend to another male friend, you have a friend, you know, that you don't need to be dealing with or hanging with like that. Anything that could possibly cut you off from God or put you in a put your spiritual aspect in a bad state.
Yeah. So since we have you here, Wayne, why don't you go ahead and do the honors and introduce the single for us?
Ladies and gentlemen, please enjoy. My name is Wayne of Just Truth Ministries, and this is my song, Delilah.
Woo! Yes. This song is called Delilah. I wanna get closer to God. But there's some things in my life that I gotta let go of first.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord. I wanna get closer. I wanna be more intimate. I wanna be more in tune. I wanna grow more in you. I wanna be vulnerable. And never get complacent. I never wanna settle. I wanna know you on a whole nother level. So I open up my heart's doors and pray that you make it more like yours. You can fix everywhere it's flawed. You're invited, come in, make room, Lord. Cause I want more, I wanna see change. So that's gonna mean letting go of some things. Picking up my cross, deny myself for your cause. But I need help, cause there's some things in my life that threaten our relationship. I'm laying down my burdens, I feel much lighter. I wanna take flight and let go of Delilah. Cause there's some things in my life that threaten our relationship. I'm laying down my burdens, I feel much lighter. I wanna take flight and let go of Delilah.
Goodbye, so long.
Open. I've already had my heart broken, but it's something I must do. I gotta learn how to trust you. I'm not a baby in the faith. Every day that I awake, I grow a little older. So I understand that if I want you to become Lord of all, I got to turn it all over. You never give me more than I could bear, so why carry weight that isn't made for my shoulders? These boulders, so treacherous. Let it all go just so I can treasure this greater love that I found inside you. So far gone, no words describe you. So never mind what some folk might do. Copy, they might try, but ain't none like you.
Goodbye, so long.
That was Wayne of Just Truth Ministries with Delilah here on Conversations Live, 92.3 FM on the radio for our friends on the East Coast at DCNowRadio.com, as well as those listening in worldwide through BlogTalkRadio.com. We're speaking to the man himself. Wayne is joining us live. So, Wayne, at the end of the day, you know, as I said earlier, this is a business, but this is also a ministry for you. So what do you hope when people listen to that song? You kind of gave the explanation of what brought it about. But what do you hope people take away from it as they're thinking about their own lives that they can then try to apply?
You know, just how the scripture says that, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven, and all these things shall be added unto you. And just with that particular song, just seek after God. Seek after God and be willing to let go. Let go of those things that are the lovers in your life. It's going to be a struggle, of course, because, you know, I try to explain to people all the time, you know, salvation is an everyday process, and you can't go on doing something for 20, 30 years and think that as soon as you give your life to the Lord, all of a sudden everything's just going to stop and there's not going to be any more, you know, struggle. You know, you have to break routines, you have to break bad habits, but these are the journeys of life that make us greater, they make us stronger, and they make our relationship with God stronger, believe it or not. And I say that speaking from experience. So, you know, just take that message and just be encouraged in doing it. You know, and don't be afraid to smile while you're doing it, because it's considered a joy to partake in the sufferings of Christ.
I want to dig a little deeper into something for those that are joining us on the radio side, as well as those listening in through DC Now Radio. Wayne, we're going to lose our friends on blogtalkradio.com, but you'll be able to hear the Conversations Plus side of this after the show is over, so make sure you do return back so you can listen to the extended part of the show. But, Wayne, I want to talk to you about the vehicle of hip-hop, because we all know that rap has its own connotation, regardless of whether it's called, you know, gospel or Christian hip-hop. When people hear hip-hop or rap, there's some people who immediately will frown. When you are, of course, I mean, again, adding the business side of this, how do you get people to look past how the message is being delivered, and listen to the message that you're delivering instead.
The only way you can actually do that was two ways. Number one, ask them to listen intently and try to make whatever you're playing or whatever you're giving them easy to listen to, in the sense of your enunciation, in the sense of your words. Like I was talking to a seasoned saint yesterday, actually on the radio, and she was saying she can't understand what anybody's saying, and I was, you know, and I was explaining to her, I said, this is why, you know, some of us, we try to enunciate, we try to use, use correct grammar and everything else to get our point across, so that we can make it accessible, in a sense, to those who just may not be in this particular hip-hop generation. But also, in the way you live your life, you know, in your explanation of things, you know, if you say something about a song, if they see something in your life that reflects a song, they may be able to grasp it more, you know, and it'll help your validity as well. Because, you know, with a lot of the other things, they want to make sure, you know, you're not just saying you love Jesus. They want to make sure you're really living it out.
Right. And for young people, because hip-hop and rap are vehicles that a lot of them are gravitating to, Wayne, they also seem to be able to better understand it than a lot of what would be considered traditional, I guess, gospel. What has it been like for you to be able to target young people in a language that they know, delivering a message to them that they need? What has that been like for you?
It's been awesome. Every step of the way, it's been awesome because they see how they respond to it, and how they, you know, kids, you know, first thing they're trying to figure out is if you dope or not. You know, that's the bottom line. They don't care who you're doing it for, why you're doing it. They're just like, all right, man, is this joke a whack? So to be able to deliver it tastefully and at the same time in a sense to where they will enjoy it, they'll enjoy the wordplay and how you deliver and everything else. It's been an awesome thing because you can tell when you catch their ear. You can tell when they're paying attention, and you can tell when they're really just soaking it in and, you know, just letting the word that is in there take root in their life.
Yeah. Well, it's great that you've been able to do just that, Wayne, and to be able to help them to understand that that God is no respecter of persons, and that regardless of what they look like or what they may have done, I mean, if they are willing to do the work, that he welcomes us all. And I think that,
right.
That is a message that is universal for all of us. Again, Wayne of Just Truth Ministries has been our guest, talking to us not only about this journey for him, but also the fruits of it as well, what it's been like for him personally, but also what it's been like for him to be able to help others along the way too. Very important thing. So, Wayne, let our listeners know how they can stay in contact with you, as well as get in contact with you as far as the music is concerned.
Definitely. You can check out for booking, for music and everything else. You can go to my website, www.justtruthministries.com. That's www.justtruthministries.com. You can check me out on Facebook, .com/Just Truth Ministries, as well as follow me on Twitter, @WayneJTM, WayneJTM. You can find my music on Amazon.com, CD Baby, iTunes, DigiStation, just about every media engine that you can think of. Just go to the search box, type in Maturity, and you'll see me on the front cover.
All right. Okay, Wayne, again, congratulations to you, man. And thanks a lot for dropping by.
Thank you, sir.
To staying in contact with you, man.
I appreciate it. Thank you. God bless.
Okay. God bless you as well. We're going to take a break. When we come back on the radio side of our program, you'll be joined by our station music mix. You're listening to Conversations Live here on the radio at 92.3 FM.
GEICO has some bad news. There is no money tree, and there is no gold at the end of the rainbow. However, GEICO could save you hundreds on your car insurance. No matter what the competition says, GEICO has been saving people so much money, over 4 million drivers switched last year. So call GEICO for a free rate quote today. It's easier than trying to shake down a leprechaun.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.